This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
What a time we are having today on Worship Radio 247. As the Holy Spirit deals with each one of us, and as the Holy Spirit pours His love into us, we come now to the Daily Devotional Special in our current series, Resolving Conflict, and today we're at Part 8. We've been looking at Colossians, the third chapter, from verse 12 through to verse 16 today. We come to verse 15, and it says this: "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful." I'm going to read that again, and I'm going to change one word from your to mine to ours. "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in our hearts. For as members of one body, we are called to live in peace and always be thankful." I love that. That tiny little addendum to that verse, "and always be thankful." Always be thankful. But what of this peace? What of this peace when we look at resolving conflict? Beloved, sometimes it is really difficult to be feeling God's peace when you are being barraged, when somebody wants to fight with you, when they want to have a disagreement with you, when they want to argue with you, and when you want to argue with them, where is the peace? You cannot possibly argue with God's peace reigning in your heart. And I believe this is why Paul is making such a big deal of this, making such a huge point of this. "And let the peace that comes from God." So he is saying and acknowledging that the peace that we feel from time to time comes from Almighty God. Beloved, it always comes from Almighty God, that peace that passes all understanding, because world peace is completely different. The peace that we feel in the world sometimes is nothing compared with the peace that passes all understanding and comes from Almighty God. And that is the peace that Paul talks about. And Paul assumes that it is there. He assumes that always that peace is there for you to grab hold of. Well, he doesn't assume anything, actually, because he's absolutely right. That peace in your life is always there. Say always. That peace in your life is always there. It's just that we choose as a people not to tap into it. The Holy Spirit is with us. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. The Holy Spirit is with us constantly, whether we feel it, whether we know it or not. It makes no difference. The Holy Spirit is there. This morning, or rather, during the Hour One Nugget today, I was discussing the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit to those who had never ever been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we prayed also for an infilling of the Holy Spirit for those who had and had forgotten. You see, it's like a jar of water. As the days go, as the time passes, the water evaporates, and we need constant filling. We need constant infilling of the Holy Spirit. That peace, as the Holy Spirit, is there on tap whenever you need it. All you need to do is say, Lord, let your peace flow now. Sometimes we get so agitated. And when we're agitated and we're angry and we're arguing and this conflict is going off, we just take our eyes from the Lord. And the second our eyes leave the Lord, the peace starts to dissipate. And we are grieving the Holy Spirit. So that begins to evaporate as well. Beloved, we cannot let that happen in our lives. Paul is saying, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule your hearts. Say rule. Rule your hearts. We are ruled over by monarchy or by republic or whatever our government situation is. But we are ruled by government. We are ruled by a monarchy. We are usually ruled by somebody, which means we have to obey what that body says. If the body of government says that we can't drive over 70 miles an hour, then we cannot drive over 70 miles an hour, because that is the law. We are ruled. Look at what Paul is saying. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule over your hearts. Rule over our hearts. It is so, so, so important, this message. Just repeat this with me. Let the peace of God rule over my heart. Say it again. Let the peace of God rule over my heart. Say it one more time. Let the peace of God rule over my heart. That is a declaration that you are making. Beloved, we have to allow the Holy Spirit. We have to allow the Father to let His peace rule over our hearts. That's a strong word, I know. But that is so important. That the Holy Spirit, that God the Father, that God the Son, Jesus Christ, is allowing that peace that comes from God to rule in our lives. Because if we do that, how can we possibly be in conflict? How can we possibly be in conflict with somebody else because we are allowing the peace of God to not only reign in our lives, but to rule over us? And that is so important. So important. And this is something that we need to allow to happen on a regular basis. And what's amazing is Paul then says, as an addendum, he says, and always be thankful. Always be thankful. Beloved, we're not. We're not always thankful. We're always moaning and complaining. We're always saying, that person has got this, this person has got that. Church leaders are saying there's more people in that guy's church down the road than there are here. Why is that? God is saying to us, don't worry about numbers. That's my job. Don't worry about what the people say. That's my job. You do the job that I have given you to do, and let me worry about the rest. That is Jesus ruling over our lives. And now Jesus is ruling over us with peace. And we are asked, we are commanded, nay, to always be thankful. I want to ask you a question. How often do you say, "Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in my life"? Seriously, how often? Now I want to ask you something else. How often do you ask the Lord for something? Doesn't matter what it is. It could be healing. It could be a job. It could be finances. It could be health. It could be a number of things. I want to ask you, how often do you say, firstly, thank you to the Lord? And secondly, how often do you ask the Lord for something? Some people give God a shopping list. I'm serious. Some people give God a shopping list. Other people walk past a property they quite fancy and they say, "I'm claiming that in the name of Jesus." I'm serious. I call them the Name It and Claim It Brigade. I do not agree with it at all, not one little bit. But what I do agree with is often, and I mean often, saying thank you to the Lord because He is doing such great things in your life. You may not know it, you may not feel it, you may not sense it, but He is. He's in the background constantly working. Jesus is constantly interceding and praying on your behalf to the Father. And He's saying, "Lord, Father, look at little Johnny. He's in hospital and he's suffering. Lord, we've got to do something about that." And the Father says yes. And then Jesus begins to work. Beloved, you need to know that whatever you're going through, Jesus is right there. The Holy Spirit is right there beside you. How do I know that? Because Jesus said these words, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That means the end of time. Jesus is always there. Matthew, the 28th chapter. And right at the very end, at verse 18, He says, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Know this, He is with you always. Know this, that you need to have the Holy Spirit ruling over your life with peace. And know this, always, always be thankful. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. And we give you the honor and we give you the glory that is due your holy name. And I say thank you for your peace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.